It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Oversight Committee, now under Republican control, held a hearing Wednesday. On the hot seat, three former Twitter executives who they grilled about the platform's brief blocking in 2020 of the sharing of a story from the New York Post about the contents of a laptop that reportedly belonged to Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden. Congresswoman Katie Porter put the hearing in context.
So today's hearing gaveled in at 10 a.m. for nearly 6 hours. We have been going back and forth about this supposed suppression of a single news story from a single outlet for a single day. This hearing has been, in its length, nearly one quarter of the amount of time that Twitter users could not share the link. We are spending almost as much time screaming about this as we are this was ever a problem. Look, criminal activity is always a concern, but if there is criminal wrongdoing on Hunter Biden's laptop, that is a matter for the FBI and our law enforcement agencies. Today's hearing is merely an exercise in misinformation and disinformation, a free-for-all hellscape. That's what now CEO Elon Musk said Twitter would become if the platform became a place where anyone could say anything with no consequences. It is unbelievable to me that I am quoting Elon Musk, but that is how ridiculous this hearing has become. The Oversight Committee, like Twitter, or any other social media company for that matter, cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything goes.
So to recap, the former Twitter executives said that removing the story was a mistake. Republicans have long criticized the move, which was reversed 24 hours later. But the Republicans are trying to frame it as an attempt to help Biden ahead of the 2020 elections and as an example of anti-conservative censorship by Twitter and other social media platforms. But that's all nonsense. And Jamie Raskin, the committee's top Democrat, said it doesn't matter if Republicans disagree with Twitter's policy because it's a private First Amendment protected media entity.
In America, private media companies can decide what to publish or how to curate content however they want. If Twitter wants to have nothing but tweets commenting on New York Post articles run all day, it can do that. If it makes such tweets mentioning the New York Post never see the light of day, they can do that too. That's what the First Amendment means. Twitter can ban Donald Trump for inciting violent insurrection against the union as he was impeached by the House of Representatives and his 57 of 100 senators found he did. And it can also try to resurrect his political career. Elon Musk just purchased Twitter and therefore controls its editorial content. And among the first things he did was to fire some people, hire some people, denounce some prior decisions, and reinstate an unrepentant and still clearly lying Donald Trump to the platform. Those decisions, however heroic or imbecilic you think they might be, are protected by the First Amendment in the United States of America.
But the Republicans just don't get it. When the Democrats on the committee attempted to get at some real issues with the Twitter executives there to testify, the Republicans doubled down on making accusations and proving to the American public they haven't got a clue. Just listen to Clay Higgins.
You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse. Because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. Your attorneys are familiar with that. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen during depositions surely yet to come. But for right now, I yield the balance of my time to my colleague, Mr. Jordan.
It's despicable. Well, another member of the committee, Congressman Kwesi Mufumi of Maryland, had finally heard enough.
Yeah, I just want to call to the attention of the chair and members that we're getting awfully close to witness intimidation, and I would ask the chair to intervene.
I'm sorry I didn't hear what you said, Mr. Mufumi.
I said I would caution all members that we were getting very close to witness intimidation, right on the verge of it, and I would ask that the chair and the ranking member agree how we will proceed from this point on. It was the threats that were just made.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And in follow-up to that, I am curious about the committee's rule or the committee's disposition, accusing witnesses of a crime, discussing arrest, making these allusions and threats. I want to clarify for the record, what is the committee's policy around threatening a witness?
We have the member decorum. Do we have a witness?
And around the rules of decorum, can we agree that threatening a witness comes close to broaching general decorum? It does broach general decorum of the committee.
With all due respect, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, we don't agree that there was any witness threatening.
Well, of course not. What you're hearing and what you're seeing is not what's happening, right? And finally, sad news today, as legendary songwriter Burt Bacharach has died.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose.
In private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. You walk on by.
Bacharach was 94. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.